It is a truth, if not universally acknowledged, at least believed by heaps of people, that if you've got the right title, your album, play, book, or indeed film is already a classic, which could be good news for Paul O'Muirish, director of a short animation by the title of The Ledge End of Phil from Accounting. The film is screening this week as part of a Valentine's Night programme at this year's Dublin Film Festival. Liam Geraghty went to meet the director and hear about the rise and rise of Irish animation.
I decided I wanted to do animation when I was five. I saw The Jungle Book when I was four or five, and I think that was it. I just decided that's what I wanted to do. It's just some of the greatest animators there's ever been, turning out incredible weight of movement in the characters. Just incredible characters. Like, I mean, if you look at Shere Khan, I mean, there is no more powerful and more dominant of a character.
Who is it?
It's me, Shere Khan. I'd like a word with you, if you don't mind.
Shere?
And it's pencil lines on a page, you know what I mean? It's pencil lines flipped on a page. And yet nobody would believe that that's not a moving, living, breathing character, you know?
Well, if you do just happen to see the man cub, you will inform me first. Understand?
Oh, I get the point.
Galway man Paul O'Muirish is the director of a new animated short film from Kilkenny animation studio Cartoon Saloon. It's all about an uptight office worker, Phil, who gets trapped out on the ledge of his building.
It's called The Ledge End of Phil from Accounting, and I think it actually comes from a story my mother or my father always told when they were first dating, and my mother was reading it from the newspaper, and she was talking about the legend of Machine Gun Kelly.
Charles Bronson as Machine Gun Kelly brings shockingly alive the time of as vicious a killer as you've ever known.
It's an old gangster movie I've never seen, and she pronounced it The Leg End of Machine Gun Kelly, which I think my father kind of told it 1,000 times when I was growing up, so it's just something for somehow that's it's worked its way into the genesis of my family. I think that kind of sank in somewhere and that became part of the name.
Paul also wrote the script for the film and devoured every screenwriting book there is.
You tend to fill yourself up with information because, you know, that's how you educate yourself. But the thing is, you can look at it two ways. You can look at it in one way where these people have the answers and you need to follow by rote what they're saying. Or you can look at it in the way that every person who's telling you, who's giving you this great advice, contradicts each other. And the fact that if you look at great filmmakers and directors in their interviews and their commentaries, things like that, they all have different ideas about what the answer is and how to make a perfect film. All these filmmakers have made great films. What's important is the fact that they know why they're making a film, that they have it in their heads that this is the only way to work, and that's why they focus on what they focus on. But it doesn't actually matter. It's about finding your own structure of working. It's about understanding yourself so you can find your own way to work.
One of the ways Paul finds he works best is by listening to music, everything from classical to Billie Holiday.
I find writing to film score and various music helps a lot when you write, because it helps you get in the mindset of what you're writing, and it doesn't necessarily need to be like to the tone of what you're working on. It needs to be the right mood for yourself. You need to know the tone of the scene, the tone of the music. All of these things come together in your mind to help you find the rhythm of a scene. And actually, I suppose that's, you know, why I was interested in Lyric FM. It was something that I actually used to listen to a lot in college, and I used to listen to a lot when I write, because it would just be a constant flow of instrumental pieces. So depending on the day, depending on the show, I'd have a complete influence from whatever was playing on the radio. For me, personally, distraction is as important as focus. I used to spend a lot of time writing in heavy metal bars like Bruxelles and stuff in Dublin, because they're the only places I could go where I could concentrate. When I'm surrounded by loud heavy metal music and people screaming and shouting, they were the only places I could find that could actually focus and sit down and write. Something about sitting in a quiet room doesn't really work.
The animation industry in Ireland has been bubbling away ever since the 80s when, as Paul says, Don Bluth set up his animation studio near the Phoenix Park in Dublin and recruited young Irish people hungry to get into animation.
They took them in and gave them jobs in the studio and trained them up as animation artists. And then a lot of those people emigrated to work with American studios. Some of them stayed on, and they worked in the Bluth setup, Ballyfermot College in Dublin. But if you look at that as a snowball effect, then the Ballyfermot College turned out people like Nora, Tommy, Tom Moore, Paul Young, who set up Cartoon Saloon, the guys in Brown Bag, myself, say Ben Hennessy, Dan Spencer, the guys who set up Pegbar, the animation networking site. I mean, all these people, they all came from Ballyfermot College, which was set up originally by Bluth. And then even now you've got people who were working for Bluth 20 years ago, coming back from America, working for the studio set up by the students who came from Ballyfermot. So it's all this kind of weird circular thing going on.
Aside from the fact that Don Bluth kicked off the animation scene in Ireland, Paul reckons there's another reason why the art of animation really took a hold here.
We're a country and a culture that's been invaded, you know, time upon time. We've been constantly influenced by different cultures our whole way through our past. The same thing is happening in our art and in our animation, in the fact that what we're doing, a film like Secret of Kells is essentially Irish. Any other country looks at it and sees it as something as being Irish. But at the same time, there's cultural influences from American film, from European films, from Japanese animation, anime. Putting that together with our strength in our history of storytelling, I think, and oral storytelling, I think, is kind of what makes Irish animation Irish. Is it what makes Irish animation something that stands alone in Europe, and why now it's becoming a hub for animation from around the world.
Paul Unwerish there, and sadly, and maybe even happily in a way, that screening featuring The Ledge End of Phil from Accounting is now sold out. But as Dublin's Movie Festival kicks off this Thursday, there may be other films with equally irresistible titles for which tickets are still available. JDIFF.com, that's JDIFF.com, is the succinct web address for those.